Lesson 18, The Quiet Arsonist. Monica felt slightly uneasy as the guard unlocked the gates and waved her through. The Walsh Clinic was, after all, the most exclusive institution of its type in the country. She parked her car outside the main entrance of the sterile, white main building. She paused on the steps to look at the beautiful flower gardens. An old man was watering the flower bed beside the steps. He smiled at her. "Good afternoon. Are you a new patient?"
Oh, I'm not a patient. I'm just here to do some research. I wonder if you could tell me the way to Dr. Welsh's office."
"Certainly. Just go through the main door, turn left, walk down to the end of the hall, and it's the last door on the right. Thank you very much." Dr. Welsh was expecting her. He had been looking forward to meeting his new research assistant. Dr. Welsh showed her around. He was obviously very proud of his clinic, and Monica was impressed by the relaxed and informal atmosphere. But the next few weeks, Monica spent the mornings interviewing patients and the afternoons in the flower gardens, writing up the results of her research. Some of the patients were withdrawn and depressed. Some seemed almost normal. She found it hard to believe that all of them had been considered too dangerous to live in normal society. Monica often saw the old man in the straw hat. He spent most of his time working in the flower gardens, but he always stopped to speak to her. She found out that his name was Harold Doyle. He was a gentle and mild-mannered man, with clear blue, honest eyes, white hair, and a pinkish complexion. He always looked pleased with life. She became particularly curious about him. One night at dinner, she asked about Mr. Doyle.